For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman. Johnny R. Lee is a spiritual and cultural leader of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, and one of the very few people able to name birds in both Salish and English, like these.
Schachanj, which is a robin. Weiwiktsale, which is a meadowlark. Stsa'a, which is a crow. Medla, which is a raven.
Last week, R. Lee joined other tribal leaders, wildlife biologists, students, dancers, and singers in celebrating the 4th Annual Community Bird Festival in Pablo. Wildlife biologist Whisper Camel Means, one of the event organizers, says this year's festival celebrates the 100-year anniversary of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, signed in 1916.
It was originally between the United States and Great Britain, signing for Canada. So it was originally just for the two countries to be able to protect migratory birds because people saw a decline from hunting and other uses.
Some of those other uses include decorations for apparel, says Janine Lichtenberg, head of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries at Salish Kootenai College.
There was a lot of market hunting and selling of birds and bird parts and ladies wanting fancy hats and such.
As a result, some types of birds are no longer around.
The Carolina parakeet was one species that went extinct, and the other, the passenger pigeon.
The word birds doesn't usually make a person think of money, but Lichtenberg says maybe it should.
We've actually had several times where this valley had a high vole population and a large number of snowy owls came to the region. And when word got out, we had people coming from as far away as Texas, I heard, just to see snowy owls in the Polson area.
The key to a healthy bird population is, of course, habitat. Art Sokla, wildlife biologist with the Natural Resources Department of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, has been working on land restoration for 30 years. And although it's been a long, slow process, he's pleased with the results.
When I first started, it was rare to see sandhill cranes, but it's not unusual to see them now. Same with black-necked stilts, a wetland bird.
But, as usual, it takes the proverbial village to accomplish change.
Efforts from the state, Fish and Wildlife Service, the tribes, trying to restore habitats, trying to stem pesticide use and use better methods to not have effects on wildlife.
Everyone working together with good results. Cause for celebration indeed. There was singing and dancing at the 4th Annual Community Bird Festival. One of the dancers was 8th grader Ardon McDonald.
I do the prairie chicken dance. It's a mating dance. The male prairie chickens do these moves, and this dance is to imitate that dance that they do for the female.
Johnny R. Lee tells the origin story for the dance.
That story comes from a man that was out on fields, open fields, and on a vision quest, and he was laying out there, and all of a sudden he hears a song coming, and hears a dancing. So he peeks up over the tall grass and sees them dancing, the prairie chicken, and they get down and they shake and they go in different motions. And they had that song. So he came back to the tribe and showed the people that dance. And today we do that prairie chicken dance.
As a group of musicians called Yaminsuit drummed and sang, McDonald and Cortez Osborne stepped and bobbed and dipped across the stage wearing splendid regalia. And yes, there were feathers. There's a short video of their dance at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman.